Proclamation number 8956 of 28th of March, 1965. Free will must be granted to every human being. I will always and forever respect the freedom of the will of my creatures. Because free will is the sign of the divinity of the beings, which no one will force, neither I myself nor my opponent. But man can subordinate this free will to mine in the stage of his being on earth, which means so much as that I now can judge him myself and he is then therefore relieved of all responsibility. But as long as he still lives on this earth as man, he will again and again be exposed to the oppressions of the opponent, and he will again and again try to have an effect on his will, because only in the state of perfection the opponent has lost power over him, because he then is radiated through by my love, which the opponent flees. But the adversary can only have an effect on a person insofar as he works on him mentally, that he stimulates him to sinful activity, to violations of the lawful order. In any case, to all God-opposing action, because every action is first preceded by the thought, and this is just the direct influence of Satan. The beings of light will have the same effect on man, and this fight takes place uninterruptedly in the spiritual kingdom for the soul of man, but which now man himself brings to an end. And since every man still has weaknesses in himself or some shortcomings, the opponent again and again finds a niche, whereby it is always mainly about to confuse man mentally, because every act is rooted in thought. And since man's will is free, he can also turn the thoughts according to every direction. But since I now also have to reckon with it that my opponent intervenes when it is about the supply of pure truth. Since I cannot possibly make the will of man unfree, who offers himself to me, as word receiver, for it. It is understandable that only the most intimate bond with me can exclude the danger of error, which therefore now has to be established in order to be safe from the influence of the counter-spirit. Although spirits of light always made themselves available for the purpose of a mission, they nevertheless had to go through the abyss, thus they were not spared human weaknesses and mistakes, and their life is often extremely difficult. So it is now to be understood that they well fulfill their mission, and yet their free will also does not prevent the reception of erroneous thought material, if the heartfelt call for protection from error does not precede it. For I cannot protect the human being from mental deceptions by the adversary if he does not desire this protection himself and thereby completely surrenders himself to me. So you also have to reckon with the fact that wrong thought material entered by my opponent has always crept into divine revelations, because the train of thought could be deceived exactly there, where a certain thought was discussed, whereby I was not asked for answer before. But now the same danger exists that the free will of a man is worked on by the opponent, and you can have the same concerns. But in the face of the end, where it is about the supply of light into the dark earth valley, I sent a strong spirit of light to earth, who indeed also, like every other man, must have his free will at his disposal, who also takes it no less seriously to serve me as a word recipient, but to whom I myself can grant protection against all error because he asks for it, because he is also not burdened with a previous knowledge which my adversary took as the occasion for a misguided teaching of such great importance that my former servant did not want to free himself from it. But it is also so extraordinarily momentous that I have tried again and again to correct it. But that is exactly what men hold on to, always relying on the credibility of him, who also could be wrong because he had free will. You must always consider that I never ever use coercion, and whether it also applies to bring the highest wisdom to you men. That you are free and must remain so, because otherwise I would act against my law of eternal order. But men who wanted to be instructed in the pure truth also took offense at it, and their thoughts came closer to the truth. So only the blind resigned themselves to it and gave credence to a teaching that confronted me with evil. A teaching in which my adversary has the greatest interest because it makes me out to be deficient, as I can never be. And a cleansing wave will now go over earth where this question will be discussed so that all who earnestly desire truth will also see clearly why and why such error could creep in. Because free will explains everything, but which is also not allowed to be denied to a word recipient single quote and which he himself only needed to voluntarily subordinate to me, but which he has omitted with the question. Amen.